Vayter in Shas, we're in Chulin Daf Kuf Tes Vav. Picking them all, Kuf Yodal, Beis Badam Amar Page, checking the last line. Now, we had made a statement in yesterday's Daf. That was Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi came along and he made a nice little drasha. And that drasha was, he says, how do you know Basar B'chal is also about Chila? Because the Basar says, Lo Sochel Kol To'eva. You cannot, you shall not eat any abomination. Kol Shati Afti Lecha, Areu B'Val Tochel. Anything that I have abominated for you, it's included in this Isser of you shall not eat. Now the Gemara is going to ask a series of questions on this idea of Rav Ashi's Rasha that you're not allowed to eat, you're not getting enough from it. Here we go. Simon Shabbos Chorish V'Kilis Roim Oso V'Yas Beno V'Shiluach Ha Kain Ella Me'ata. Okay, so how do we understand? Beep, turn the page. Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph Ma'isa Shabbos Litzri Deha Ti Afti Lechahu. We know that you're not allowed to do something on Shabbos that's aser, you know, cook on Shabbos or something like that. And if you did, you're not allowed to get hanah from that thing and other people also. But Maisa Shabbos Litzru, we do know that that depends what's done. Rashi says, Kegonim, Mavashav Shabbos Litzru Bachila, should be also to eat for Achila, Lechol Yisro, for everyone. Daha is Articha Le Ta'avul Arachik Mimenu. Right, says it's a To'eva, and you should distance yourself from Mavanun Tanan. But we learned earlier in the Masechta that the Mishnah that B'mezid Lo Yechol Hu, Mishum Kanas. If he didn't maze it, he can't have it as a Kanas. Aval Acherim, when it comes to other people, Ochlim, they could eat it. Prepare Kama, El Tesvav. But it says that Rashi, continuing, Litzri, Azraim, Vehadisha, Daha, Hirchak, Ticha, Mehem, Kol Hanach, the Kaamru, Litzru, Bachila, Ubana, Kaamar, the Litzru. Right? So that's what we say now. I say Shabbos Litzru, Daha, Tib. Because it's Toeva. Amar Kra says, no, Ki Kodesh Ulachem. Keep Shabbos because it is Kodesh for you. He Kodesh for Ein Baisa Kodesh. The Mashmos is the only it, the Shabbos itself is Kodesh, but not the products that come from it. Those things are not considered Kodesh. The product of the Usser stuff that we do, they're not considered like Hekdesh, which is going to be Usser for Achila and Hana Midoraisa. Chorish Bishor Ubachamor Vichosim Pipara Vidashba. So what about the following question that we just actually read this past week's parsha? That if somebody plows with an ox and a donkey, or you muzzle the mouth of a cow and you do dash with it and it threshes with it, literally it should be also the stuff is also for Hana, not the because it's something which you say also, it's a toeva for you to do. It says Gemara, hashta, and for the Gemara, hashta uma Shabbos the chamira ma'isa ma'sea mutarim hani lo kol shekein. Well, it's a kal v'chomer. If we know that comes to Shabbos, it's obviously more chomer than the case we just brought now, and yet still the mice are going to be mutter, so these ones certainly should be okay. Rashi says, "How they kosher again? If I'm a basa b'chalav, lo amin ha'ikav chami. Don't say this kav chami basa b'chalav. The ha'aksev lo sochal kosher ti afti lecha. Mistaber the isur dekra aleh ka'amar." The achil to'eva gufa, because you're eating the to'eva itself. Aval ha'ilo achil ha'charisha atzman, eating the plowing of ela habamimen, the things that come from it. V'achose v'adosh nami, when you do chasimo and you go and you muzzle, when you muzzle the animal, and also by the disha, by the threshing, nami lav chasima gufa ka'achira, eating the chasima, ela ma'isa abab, al yada, the ma'isa that come from it. V'alfina mishabes, dein abab, Mikocha Kodesh. Not things things come from it is not considered Kodesh. Another kasha, Kilay Zirayim Litzru. According to Rav Ashi, then also the Kilayim of seeds should be Aser for Achira Ana. Dahti Afti Lachahu, because it's a Toeva. It's a pasuk. But this is something you're not allowed to do. Right, the mixture of the seeds itself is a toeva to the Torah's issur against planting the mixed seeds. So therefore, the stuff that comes from it should be included in the issur against eating an abomination, which is similar to basa b'chalav. So, but we know the kilayim of the things are mutter to get hana from. So Rashi says kilayim zroim hein atzma toeva litzru. And for the Gemara, midigali rachmana gabi kilayim kerem, from the fact that the Torah revealed to us, reference to kilayim kerem, not of a vineyard, pen tiktash, don't plow your vineyards with a mixture, lest the fullness of the seed be sown Let it be fortified. Lest it be fortified. It'd be tikdash. Tikdash here means to stoiv, something which is going to be unfit. Pentukad ish. And the word tikdash, we darshan, has like two words. Tukad is going to be burned, ish, on the fire. Lest it be burned on the fire. Those are going to be asabahana, and therefore it's going to have to go. Mikhlal, that implies that the kilei zroim show that the kilaim of seeds, other than those of the vineyard, are going to be mutabahana. The Gemara goes further. Ve'eme kilei kerem asur ben mechile be'ana. According to Ravashi, we say the kilei kerem are going to be asur kilei ana. Kilei zroim mechile asir ba'ana show. When it comes to kilaim of other seeds, they're going to be asur just to eat, but they're going to be mutter be'ana. And for the Gemara, iskush lekilei behema. The fact that it says, they say these dinim of kilei klaim, and it puts the kilaim of behema together, we learn one from the other. They said the pasuk says behemdcha lo sabia kilaim sadcha lo sidra sizra kilaim. Ma behemdcha, just like when it comes to the animals, heltzim in the materis, the product that comes from is going to be mutter even for eating. Av sadcha, which you're going to see in a second. So too, when it comes to the kilaim in your field, heltzim in the mutter, the stuff that comes from it is going to be mutter. Kilei behema gufayim inolad. How do we know that the kilaim of the animals themselves are going to be mutter? From that which the Torah answers kilaim carbon to be brought as a mizbeach, Rashi says kilaim asir legavoa the tiny shor o keves, nope, o kesev, o eis prat le kilaim begemar da shochet, and we saw that flamed ches omer beis echlad de lahed yotchari. And yet another challenge for Ravashi, osov es benolit, so let's ask osov benol. From Achila and from Hana, Rashi says Einu Ela Mechuser Zman Shayom Aser Machar Mutter. For the Gemara Midas Rachmanu Mechuser Zman Legavoa Mechal Dehed Yotchari. The fact that he answers these things them prematurely from the for Gavoa means that when it comes to Hed Yot, it's going to be Mutter. Okay, whatever Chiluch Hakein Letzer, let Chiluch Hakein also be Aser. Let a mother bird that was sent away, you know, fulfill the mitzvah of Chiluch Hakein, it should be Aser Behanaah. If you took the mama when you really weren't when you weren't allowed to do is you get this bird's nest with the mother roosting the eggs, you have to send away the mother bird. Now, according to Rashi, it would say that the Torah is going to ask for taking the mother bird, and the mother bird is going to be a dove, a chepta of Isser, therefore it's going to be an abomination and remains also forever, even after you do the mitzvah. And we know that's not the case. Now, for the Gemara, lo amar Torah shalach l'takala. The Torah did not instruct to send the mother away a bird to create a takala, a stumbling block. You send away this bird, if it would be usher to eat, then what's going to happen? Then it's going to get mixed up with other birds, like all the birds of the world. You're not going to know what's going to be mutter and usher, and therefore it can't be that you're going to ask such a thing. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish gives another makar of ushering for achila and for no, basam chala. Binah, the basam chala of shasher, tamid la, omar, al tochlu mimenu, no. This is talking about the Korban Pesach. You can't eat it partially roasted or cooked. She'in Tamad Lomar Mavushal. Really? The Torah didn't have to say the word Mavushal. Matamla, because the term Ubashel on its own is telling us cooking. Matamla Mavushal. Lomar Lachot's coming to tell you. Yeshcha Bishal Acher Shukazet. There's another type of Bishal that's going to Aser you to be eating this, which is similar to that. What's it talking about? Talking about basa b'chalav, and that's where we learn it from. Amar Leih Rav Yochanan says the Gemara. Ayoyoyoy. Rav Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, beep, turn the page. Christus Vav and Beis. Ke'ura zo Shoshana Rebbe. What are you bringing this makor over here? This is something which is like gross. I'm sorry. Oh, easy. Is it a problem? Is it gross to you that which Rebbe taught in a braisa? Rashi says the klomer. V'chimichu eresni. It's disgusting. Be'inecha mishta zu shoshana Rebbe. V'limda levasa b'chalav mikra hazeh. Listen for the following pasuk. Lo sochlenu. When you have a problem with the carbon and you have the dam that's over there, the Torah says it repeats, "You shall not eat it." That's not necessary to tell us this when it comes to blood, because we already know that you can't have blood. Right, basa b'chalav kasa medaber. So we say you're talking about basa b'chalav. Ata omer basa b'chalav kasa medaber. Oyin rele be'achad mikol levar mikol levar shavatara. Maybe he's talking about one of the other isurim that are in the Torah. Amarta tzeu lamad mishlosh simila shtana jashvam. Let's go learn out from one of the 13 hermulalulical, whatever, how you say that word, you know, the hermulalak, our principles of the Torah is dashing through. Davar halamid me inyano, something which is learned from its inyan. B'mei kusam edaber. Now, what exactly is the pasuk talking about when it says you shall not eat it? It's talking about b'shnei minim. It's dealing with the redeeming disqualified karbanos, which are two different kinds. They're part kachim and part chulin. They're mutter for achila as chulin, and they're aser for giza and avoda because they're kachim. Afkan b'shnei minim, here also the iser expressed in the extra you shall not eat is talking about two different kinds, and that is meat and milk. So what's wrong with that, Jerusha? Come on, Rish Lakish, what's your issue? Says Rish Lakish, says a Mac. Ima he, if you want to learn it out from that particular thing, so Havamin, I would have thought that hani mili ba'achila, that iser applies only to the eating of basa b'chalav. When it comes to anah, not. Kamash v'lan, therefore it comes to tell you over here, when it says mevushal, it's saying in reference to the, you know, by the Karm Besach, that basa b'chalav is aser for anah as well. V'rebi, what a Rebbe who learns out this basa b'chalav, you shall not eat it, said about the dam of the no good karbanos, but anah minale, where is he learning anah from? Right, we got a bit of a gap in the market there. Nafkalei Me'achi learns it out from the following idea. Following pasuk, Nemar Kan Ki Am Kadosh Ata LaHashem, you're a holy nation to Hashem, and don't lose Vashel Gidi B'Chalei Vimo. V'Nemar LaHalon, and it says in reference to inappropriate, you know, immorality. V'Lo Yeh Kadosh B'Nei Yisrael, you should not have a promiscuous male, a Kadosh, amongst the Jewish people. Now, these type of words over here are the fact that these are the word kaddish is coming to teach you that malahalan ba'ana, just like over there in reference to the iser of inappropriate behavior, it's also behana, says Rashi be'ila hana'i, that's hana. Afkan ba'ana, here also in reference to the basa b'chalav, it's talking about hana as well. The verb eliezer, they say lo sochlu kol nevela, the pasuk says you shall not eat any nevela. Give it to the ger, or, you know, who's with you, and he could either sell to a guy, of a zarnik, because you're am kadosh. Lo sevash gadi b'chalav. Amar Tori kishatim karenu lo sevash lenu b'tigrenu. When you sell it to the guy, don't cook it with milk and sell it. This is now another makor here. The mishmal tana, the iser of achila and anah for. This is like the classic one that we've learned, that we saw earlier, right, that we brought up before. We have those three over there. Tanya, have another Baisa, E.C. Ben Yehuda, Homer, another Pshat, another source. And it says, by a treif of Anshi Kodesh to you and Lee, Basa Basada treif of Loso Chelu. And again, Malahalan Aser, eating a treif is something which is Aser, Afkan Aser, so to hear also, the Basa Bechelu is going to be Aser as well. Va'ainli Allah Bechila, and no Bechila. Ba'anami Nala, Aminayin, when it's Amata Kavachomer. Ama Arla Shalo Nevdaba Avera, Arla, which was no aver that was done with it, Asu Abanayin Aliyana with it, Basa Bechelu said Nevdaba Avera. And if Dehin Shal Banah, of course it's going to be Aser Banah, you didn't have Aveidi with it. Since we've gone back, one second, you can't learn from Arla, because Mala Arla, she can't law, he's a Lashas. The kosher, they never had a time when it was kosher. Chametz, but when it came to milk and meat, each one was kosher beforehand. Says the Gemara back, Chametz of Pesach yuchiach. Chametz of Pesach would show that no, even having a shasa kosher is not going to be the issue here. Shaiyistol shasa kosher for asavana, still shasa vana. Amal Chametz of Pesach she had onus karis. That's karis. Kelei kerem yuchiach. Now that'll help us out. She had onus karis for asavana, and then blamely, and therefore we have both of these working together. Now, Isib and Yudah learned out that Pasam Chalav is Aser for eating because of Gezer Shava, and then he brought it that it's Aser V'Anah from Mekav HaChomer. Lomeli Gezer Shava, why do I need Gezer Shava to Aser meat and milk for eating? Lasi Kula Mekav HaChomer Me'arla, learn the whole thing from Mekav HaChomer Me'arla. Ma arlo shalon evdaba averins averins abasal surabed bechidim men asas abathing in the basal bechalav shenevdaba aver with aver was done with it in odin shasaba in bechidim men of course in bechidim men no. Now for the Gemara, mishum deikalameimar, and the kavachom myself wouldn't have because you could say charis b'shor v'chamor v'chosim pipara v'dosh for yochiach. The case of someone who plows with an ox and a donkey, and someone who muzzles the mouth of a cow and thrashes with it will prove this kavachom is all good. Shenevdaba hem aver v'shor because they did an aver with it, and yet it's still going to be mutter, but the manah. Therefore, you need to bring these two different ideas. Again, so we saw in the Brisa, the Isim knew that he came against the Raya from Chametz by showing that Chametz is more machmir, is more chamer than Basa Bechalov because it has kares. But then he knocked that out by saying, Kilayim, Kil Mekarim is a Raya that has the kares. And it's not a factor in reference to the idea of making some asabana. So the Gemara, Lamali Lameima Kilekem Yochicha. Why do I have to say that Kilekem is going to show that being punishable by Karis is not a critical factor making asabana? Like, why do you say, why do you find it necessary to bring a new case to bring that point? Lema Arla Tochiach. Just let Arla itself, that because, you know, it's punishable by Karis. Let it be, this idea shows that being punished by Karis is not a critical factor in making something asubah ha'na'ah. V'le'adur dina, and the argument can repeat. V'le'isub ma'atzat, and then you can learn out that basa b'chalav is asur by saying ma'atzat. Amar Ravashi, says Ravashi, no, we can't learn out that basa b'chalav is asur v'ha'na'ah from Orla and Chametz by themselves. Well, knock that out. Because it's Musar, it's still Mutar Bahana. So he's going, no, what do you mean? I'm a leader of Mordechai, the Ravashi. Hachar Minim Shay the Reish Lakish, Kol Ma Hatzad, the Migufa Rachinan, any Ma Hatzad can be knocked out from within. May Alma Lo Rachinan. But from other places, it can't be knocked out. That being the case, it can't be from it. Can't be for someone else to knock it out, then the argument that nevela, which is something that's outside, which is usher for, you know, eating and mutavana, shows we can't learn out basa b'chalav from atzada shava of orla and chametz. That's like, that's no good. So we knocked out Ravashi's answer. Haja kuchta l'duchta, yahachi, if so, teisum atzad, and let the iser, again, it's getting a na from basa b'chalav, be learned out from a ma'atzad. Right from what we mentioned by Arla and Chametz. Why is it necessary for Yisrael ben Yehuda to bring in the third case of Kilayim and Kerem, and show that Basa B'chalav is going to be Asa Ba'ana? Because you could have asked about Arla and Chametz, Ma'at La'atzad HaShava Shebehen Shekein Gidule Karka. They grow from the ground. Even though something going from the ground is not a logical basis to be machmir, reference to answering something for Hana, but the fact that Basa B'chalav is different from Arla and Chametz, and by this would mean that we can't go and compare it as a Sada Shava. Yahachi, the Gemara says, okay, but if it's true that this difference between Basa B'chalav on the one hand and Arla and Chametz on the other hand is not going to allow us to learn out the Isser against Hana from these two alone, how do you even use to solve the problem by bringing Kilayim Ikarim? Hashtag Nami, even now that we bring Kilayim Ikarim, Ikilamifa, you can knock it off and say, Malik Kilayim Ikarim, she can't get to the Karka, they're good to the Karka. And for the Gemara, Amar Elay Rav Mordechai Ravashi, Achar Minim Mishved Rav Lakish, this is what they say in the name of Shalkish, Kol Ma'atzad, Brachin and Kolderu. Any Ma'atzad, we can knock out with just any sort of distinction. Lo Amarta, but in reference to no, because it said, which is being a case in which this mashmos is not from the matzad, kal v'chomer parchinan. With a kal v'chomer, we can knock it out. Kol du lo parchinan. But with just some sort of small little distinction, we can't knock it out. So if we would have learned that the iser of hanav, basa b'chalav, by a matzad, then we would have been able to knock out, with just a little, show you it's a little bit different. But now that we learn it from Kilayim, and our we're learning it out, is not by the Ma'atzad, it can't be knocked out just from a little bit of a difference. In fact, the Gemara, V'lifchach l'kulu, let's just knock out the comparison of all of them, Orla Chametz and Kilayim, By saying Malakulish can do the karka, all of them are going to do the karka. And for the Gemara, Ella Amr Le Rav Mordechai Le Rav Ashi, Ha Amrina Mishir the Rish Lakish. We said the name of Rish Lakish. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Tezayin Amid Aleph. Chada Mechada. When you're learning one thing from one thing, Rashi says, could go and Bereish Milsa in the beginning of Yisrael and Yudhish Tickle over here, the Bari Lasuim, early one from Arlu Chuda, Pachin and Kula Vachumra of Lo Koldehu. Right, then we could ask this type of thing. Kula v'chumah prachinan. If we bring a kula and chumah shtickle over here, we can ask a kasa knocking out. One's kal, one's kal, one's chamor. Kolduhu lo prachinan. If we don't ask a kolduhu, like any sort of little nuanced difference. B'chada mitata, we're going to learn from two. Afila kolduhu prachinan. You could even, just a little bit of a distinction, we could actually knock it out with that. B'chada milsa, when one context is being learned from chadami tlas, sorry, if you're looking at one from three things, like this that we said, kilayim, we'll knock it out, right? We look, some of you do this when you learn the kilayim, kilay karim, and it's three different things, orla, chametz, and kilayim, ihadar dina v'asi v'mat sad, if it's necessary for the argument to repeat, and the din is learned with the mat sad, pachina kultu, we cannot go to the kultu v'lo, but if it's not necessary for it to repeat, and kula v'chumah v'chinan, you can use kula v'chumah as a kasha, koldu lo v'chinan, but koldu, you can't ask from. If there's just like a small little distinction, then that's not going to be something which we would use to knock it out. Frekti Gemara, but why don't we just do the following? V'lifrech, why don't we just let Yisrael and Yehuda knock out what we learned from the following idea. Malik kilei karam shekin lo hisa len shasa kosher. Kilei karam never had a shasa kosher. It never had like, how could you compare to Kilayim and Kerem, which are more machmir than Basa B'chalav, that because they never had a time when it was actually mutter, but Basa B'chalav independently were mutter. Amar of Adabar Ava Zosomeres, this, the fact that Yisrael and Yehuda did not knock off this derivation by bringing up this idea, shows that Kilayim Kerem Ikra Nesar, that in reference to Kilayim Kerem, the original seed that existed before the Kilayim, become Masa Ba'na, V'haisal and Shasa Kosher, called them Ashrasha. And that they, the seeds that were planted together with them, and now become us, so they had a time that they were mutter before they actually took root. Masif Rav Shmaya Barzei, Rav Shach Barzei, challenge of Adda for the following Mishnah, right? That he just said that even if part of a plant that was usser, but the previously existed, becomes usser because of introducing kilayim over here. Hamavir Otsis Lakhu Vikaram. If somebody transports a plant in a perforated pot through a vineyard, Imhosim Masayim Usser. If it increased even one part of in 200 while going through it, it's going to be Usser. Host of Vinim, he's only if it was added to it, then it's going to be Usser. Lowest if low, but if it didn't increase that much, then it's not going to be Usser because the new Usser Kilayim growth became Batal in the original. Mutter plant. So only what grows as kilayim becomes usher, not the original plant, against what he seemed to have said. Amar Abayi says, Trey Kroik Sivi, we have two psukim that seem to contradict each other about the kilayim akarim. Ksiv pentikna shamalaya. It says that lest the growth be forfeited, which is mashma, that only the new growth that grew in the state of kilayim is usher, and not the the part of the plant that grew before. Uksiv hazera, and it says the seed is forfeited, which is mashma that even the previously permitted part becomes usher. Okay, so how does it make sense? Zaru meikaro. If the seed is planted in the vineyard from the outset, ba'ashrasha, the seed itself becomes usher when it takes root. Zarua ba, if, however, the seed was planted and took root previously and continued to go after being brought in the vineyard, then hosif in, if it increased a 200th part, then the plant is going to be usher from the new part. Growth doesn't become batal in the permitted existing part of the plant. Lo is if love, if it doesn't increase that much, then the plant is not asur, because the new asikilayim becomes batal in the mutter part of the plant, which remains mutter even after it's brought into the vineyard. Okay. All right, let's finish up to this next part here. The Mishnah said that Basa B'chalav is asur v'hana, and now we have others that actually disagree with that. Masnisin, the Loki Aitana. Mishnah does not go with the following Tana. Rashi says, the Ketani Basa B'chalav Basa B'hana, the Loki Aitana, The Torah was in a brayso. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon ben Shimon, Vasa b'chala, Vasa b'chila, Umutu b'ana. It's mutter b'ana. Whoa, Shana Amar. It says by Vasa b'chala, Ki am kadosh atar, am kadosh. And Los Vasa b'chala yimo. V'nem alana, it says by a treifa, V'an shekodosh tiyun li, that you should be, V'yatem tiyun li, Malechitz kani, b'goi kadosh. Different Vasa, but anyway, you should be holy people to me. And, Balaholan also bechilu matvana. I'll just go over there. It's by treifa. It's also bechilu matvana. Afkan also bechilu matvana. It's also bechilu, but it's mutter behana. So clearly our mission doesn't go like that. All right, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I think. Yeah. I want to wish you all a great, great day.